You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And here we are. I got to fix my microphone and reseat myself. Sitting here for such a long time. Yeah, now nice and comfortable. Thank you very much. I'm Roy Masters. And I was talking about emotions. I've been talking about emotions, I don't know, 55 years on radio, 56 year this is. And I've understood it since I was a small child. And you seem to be in love with emotion. You seem to be in love with feeling. Feeling good this and feeling good at that. Look, I can show you how you can die from a good diet. Simple. There's something wrong with food. It has a hypnotic curse on it. Yes. You see, there's such a thing as hypnotic. Because how do you explain Hitler and other tyrants for gathering together the uninvited, so to speak? How do you explain the gathering together of all the people to see a wicked person as a good one and to see innocence and goodness as evil? Do you understand the awesomeness of this? If we got radio, we got TV, and in 1999, Matt Drudge invited me to be on Fox, and I want to play this to you if you don't mind. I'm going to play this a lot in the program. I would like you to respond to it if you can. Can you respond to the following, David? Could you put that on there for me? Thank you.
He represents the worst in everybody, and there's so many people who are the worst that they need a champion.
Now, I was out listening to you the day the shooting broke, the story,
yes,
the tragic story out there, and you immediately said they're going to go after the guns.
Yes.
That was your first impulse, and it became completely realized.
Oh, I just wish I had the time to lay the foundation for all that, but we have emotion, legislation by emotion. And the Liberal government, particularly, is using the techniques of emotionalization to rob Americans of their reasoning. In the old days of Hitler, the Nazis used to say that Hitler could only be understood by emotion. If you're emotionalized, you saw him clearly as the Führer. But anyone who was reasonable and logical was seen as the enemy. You see the same kind of thing of happening in America. We are becoming an emotionally divided country. There are those of us who are still retain our sanity and our innocence and our Americanism. But there are those who have been compromised and owe their allegiance to some other force.
Now, I want every liberal person or every liberal who thinks this way, that evil, Roy Masters is evil, because I have the right, I have speaking on the very fact that I can speak on radio can upset you. Who does he think he is? I don't think I saw anything. Okay? But you don't like what I'm saying. This is a very important part of my program because I'm not the same as you and I'm not the same as the Christians and I'm not the same as the Jewish people, even though there's Christianity and Judaism in me because they're all meaningful. That's as close as meaningful as you get is what you're getting in those books called the Bible. I get it. But you can't, if you want to be different from the world, and you can be different from the world by just acting out Judaism and acting out the words of Jesus and getting applause for it and doing a nice Sunday morning sermon, that doesn't cure anything. It's very nice. It's a nice beginning. But some people will love that. To go every week to Sunday to church, for example, and the minister, waiting for the minister, so as they shake hands, so they come out of the church, or synagogue or whatever it is, because these two religions are just destined to really make the world a better place if it's understood properly, if it's realized and not just taught. You can't teach religion. You cannot teach it. You can teach it, but it's phony. Now, you could, even when it's phony, you can ask, all of a sudden you can have a, aha, I see it. Yes, that works. You can say to yourself, I remember the whole Bible, but it's not doing me any good. Or you can think it's doing you some good, and you do your good to other people, which isn't good.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, I was hoping that somebody would disagree with me and call me some names or give me some nonsense. But you see, I'm very clear as to what good and evil is. And emotions, now I'll ask the ladies that are listening and the men who's listening, do you think that emotion makes you human? Please put your hand up or give me a call and say, yes, emotions make me human. I say, balderdash. It makes you less human, but it makes you think you're human. It's a feeling. And a real man and a real moon doesn't live through feelings. Now, I'm not talking about sitting on the hot stove with your rear end. That's a feeling. That's not the feeling I'm talking about. It's the emotion, what moves you. What moves you has your being. What moves you acts through your being as if it was you. So every time you get excited, but it doesn't matter what it is. You get a whoopee, you got a feeling. But if you look sometimes when you have a football game and you win, you see how excited people can get. The burning cars, it turns them into animals. When you have enough emotion, you can turn a human being into an animal. You can turn the human beings into murderers. That's not difficult. Sirhan Sirhan. You ever heard of a person called Sirhan Sirhan? He killed Kennedy. See, he was charged with it, but he was hypnotized. I know that. I know the signs. He's still, I don't know if he's still alive, but he went to jail. He didn't do anything wrong. He was mesmerized. Then the gentle young man that took a shot at Reagan, they put him away, and they didn't make a stink of it. But he was programmed too. You have to have a person that hates his father. Yes, it works better if you hate your father. So they mesmerize him. The emotional state he's in makes him easily, if you embrace it, and you embolden it, and then you become the core of it. You can actually hypnotize a person by liking a person the way he is. Oh, it's so nice. You're so happy. You're so handsome. You know, it's better than that. The techniques are more severe than that. But I'm just making a point. You do not know what hypnosis is. Even the compliments. Oh, how wonderful you are. What a wonderful person. And you may not like it. you may actually hate it because it actually makes you feel, it lifts you up, but it makes you feel worse. You have to be in that situation to be a certain kind of person, famous person perhaps, to get that all day long. And they die from that. Feelings, anger, and what lifts you up. Let me bring back to the food. In the beginning, you see, what I'm trying to say is to make your Bible believable. In the beginning, I can do this with physics. In the beginning, there was the void and darkness on the face of the deep. I could write a book on that. That's all I need to know. I have written a book on it. In the beginning, there was the void. It has to be a void. But nothing can make anything. It doesn't have any intelligence because nothing, a void. Absolute, what you call no heat. We call that cold, but it's just a lack of heat. Nothing. That's a void. And darkness was on the face of it. And all of a sudden, he said, let there be light. That's called the singularity. That's called the singularity in science. Singularity. It's a single thing, single, infinitely hot something for other that's intelligent, that has programs. You know what programs are. So I'll take this call in just a minute. So you know what a program is, and a program follows a certain process. I say that the infinitely hot, something had to put it there. You can't say it suddenly appears. Something has to make it appear. That's metaphysics. You can't see beyond it, but it's there. See? Then you can make a sense of it. Then you've got momentum. Momentum is the energy that flows from hot to cold, so to speak, forever. Cold retreats is one polarity. The infinite hot is the other. You have energy flowing forever. That's called gravity. It's just as invisible as the void, but it's something and not nothing. Anyway, you see, you just take it that you can make something if you have intuition. Intuition is what makes a human being human, and it has a different energy. A completely different energy that you cannot you couldn't overcome in Jesus. You couldn't. You couldn't kill him. He had a different energy, a different force, a different entity driving him. But it wasn't driving him. It was loving. It was a father of the human race. He's the only one. They believed he was coming to make the point that paradise, a different kind of person grows inside that person with a different kind of energy that's in the world but not of the world. I want you to be that way. And that's the way you're going to win this civil war. It won't be a civil war if you understand that the people that you're dealing with don't understand and you don't get angry with them. You cool your jets. Keep your guns, yes, but cool your jets. And that will upset them. You understand this? Listen, everybody. If everyone gets the antidote energy from being still and know, I understand what be still and know means. It means to change who you serve, from within or from without, in the world and of the world. Which are you going to be, in the world and not of it? That's how you have to be. What does that mean? It means there's another world, the maker of this world, really. Because that's the only other thing, because you are just a sperm and the ovum. See? And you came into being, they weren't conscious, but he gives you a consciousness. And that consciousness is a gift, a light, and the dark side wants to put it out. And they put it out as soon as they can, in the schools, in music, everything. You got to take your kids out of those schools. It may be too late, because once they've been programmed, it may take a whole life for them to realize, oh my God, what have I done? It's too late. An example, if Churchill was able to speak on BBC that was ruled by a Nazi sympathizer, so we never got that. There wouldn't have been a war. If everybody can listen to my voice and hear what I'm saying and realizing these forces, people who are coming against you and acting out and thinking their freedom, you know, freedom isn't free in a manner of speaking. They think of freedom as doing what they want, and they hate the person who takes their freedom away. They have an idea of freedom is different from us. It's to run amok, to pillage and kill, murder, drink, get drunk. You just name all the horrible things. I can't remember them all. There's so many. They think that's freedom. They really do think that's freedom. And if you are virtuous, you're a temptation. You want a virtue to flourish this country. You're going to have a war. It's not just a few people are broken. It's half of you. Can you wake up from that half? Hey, listen to me on the left. Wake up. You're being used. You begin to use the destroyer. You'll be the one that's going to be die first. All those people who on the left, I can talk about the left. Those who want going to be the president one day. I know I'm talking about them. I don't want to mention them. I just want you to know there's forces that make you see evil as good, and that's your freedom. That's your kind of freedom, and you don't like us to be what we are, law-abiding citizens. And we have laws for you, and you don't like those laws, do you? You hate the laws because it takes your freedom away, you stupid fool. Okay? So, no nation can remain civilized without the laws of the heart. Also, as the laws of the land, as a teacher, a rabbi, a parent, a father, needs to be only a good example, calm, not angry, not programmed, see, able to speak up to his wife and not worry about she gets angry, be a real man that was missing. All women are Eves, actually. It's all entwined here. All women are Eves, and they can't help themselves being Eves. They can't stop it. It is inherent, and it's inherent for a man to go back to woman and look for approval, which is another sentence of death. And you see this, and this encouraging women to be Eves is the name of the game. The politician sits on the doorstep of the women, and they give her the freedom. Like the men have freedom, why don't you have freedom? I get the way they talk, they get pulled under. No, there's no such freedom there. You become a whore, a slave, and then your husband runs away, and then you hate your own kids. It gets in the way of your freedom. And there's all kinds of things like that. There's all many variations of these things. We have to understand freedom, virtue. Anything thought of that is insulting. See? So as a teacher and a parent and a preacher, need only to be a good example of what he's saying by awakening the class or the children to divine knowing. Anything short of that is insulting and, in a manner of speaking, demoralizing. If the moral laws reign supreme in the sovereign hearts of the people, they would need no laws on the books. But the laws are not for the people who have good hearts. Laws on the books do not apply to noble people. They're meant to imprison the willful, savage heart. Okay, moral laws protect the sovereign people against the unleashed fury of the demoralized masses and their demagogic leaders. The laws of the heart, engraved in stone, keeps the lawless at bay, restrained, frustrated as hell ought to be. License is their freedom cry. Legal license. Steal, rape, murder, plunder, sodomize your children, and rape your devoted wife. I will come back in just a minute. 800-866-8883. We're going to take a call now in a minute. Call. Oh, it's Heather. Hello, Heather. We just said, Well, I was just talking about the lawless ones. They feel imprisoned. And I'll take Heather in just a minute. And she's calling from England. Yeah, say, the lawless feel imprisoned is restrained by the law. They are naturally rebellious, inclined to undermine, overcome the system. And if you get enough of them, it's easy to corrupt people. It's not so easy to fix them. As you see, there is a way. But mostly not to them. All too many. When you get all too many, you get a whole nation full of people, and the small amount of people have virtue, your goose is cooked forever. America is big enough now to bear the freedom of my speech, to overcome everything you ever knew. There's another way, and that's victory. We need to learn how to deal with them, but you have to be better than them, not just a Jew or a Christian. Nothing, no, more than that. You must be the son and daughter of the Creator. That's what it boils down to. It can't touch you. If I was by myself, America, and it was like a Germany, I'd be in the pokey right then and just executed. But it's freedom of speech here. This is the beauty of freedom of speech. Imagine what might happen to this country if the moral laws were overturned, which they are. And you sit there and let it happen. You sit there, let your president make rules and laws, and you don't say anything. You just look. You know why? Because he's black. And you're paralyzed. And why are you paralyzed? It's political correctness. That's cowardice. You don't want to abide by that. It's maybe too late, that, but maybe if you listen to me a little bit. So you don't need a whole lot of imagination. If you look around, you see your country's falling apart. This kind of program, brought before enough people, would awaken a sufficient number of the bad guys back to common sense. That's what Hitler, and that's what Stalin, people like that said you couldn't undo it. I say it's true. You cannot undo hypnosis. The programming, that's what I call it. So got to, all who sin are slaves. That's what it is. All who sin, that is a hypnotic state. Emotions is a hypnotic state. You live in emotions, you're living in a hypnotic state, and you need to sustain it. You need more emotion to keep you that way, and you get worse. You get better for a while, so you think. But better is worse. So, now, I'm going to talk to Heather in England. Hello, Heather. I'm sort of tired of talking to myself here.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay, old young lady.
Thank you. Thanks to God and your meditation, I have survived. And I am now an old lady, an older lady.
But you don't sound old. you've got a young heart.
I've been listening to your the Matt Drudge interview that you've been repeating during your last hour.
Yes.
And you were asking for someone to call and not getting any takers, so I thought I'd better step in and give you a helping hand.
Well, I don't need it, but still, I like a helping hand. Thank you.
The thing that struck me, Roy, was the legislation by emotion.
That's right.
I can't remember exactly when it was, but over here in England, some years ago, there were a series of quite horrific attacks by dogs on young children. I think it was what they called pit bull types. And all over the media, we had, you know, horrific pictures of these injured children.
And it put fear into them.
And the point was that on the back of that, there was a piece of legislation passed called the Dangerous Dogs Act. And that was in practice, it with the best of intentions, it was passed. But like all, you know, like good intention, what is it? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
This piece of legislation was not workable.
It became a sort of byword for bad legislation, because it was driven by emotion and media hysteria.
That's correct. You got it.
You've got it.
But what if you can do this in mass? What if you understand why we have people blowing up, other people murdering? It's to create fear.
Yes.
And when you create fear, you become subject to that which creates it. And many people get stronger and for it. Other people tend to yield to it and become its friend. So it's just that simple. And you can conquer a whole country. The legislation one, the program by legislation, emotional legislation that you mentioned, you can see it in America, where the left, where the right is like, how can I say it? I have to find the words to say this, but it's like a husband and a wife. A weak husband, a son controls the other. And so you can see on the right in America, gave it, and so they got along. But so when it's all over, they'll fight each other. See? They were giving in to Obama everything he wanted and never represented the people. They was programmed as much as the other side, to be programmed to look like Americans and look like, you know, being the Tories in your world, to look like the champion of the people. But they're not, because there's a certain person that's divided them both, and you can see both sides now in America. And if you can have that somebody in the middle, and neither one against the other, so you got the bad good guys and the bad guys. The Republicans are no damn good as a group of people. I wouldn't vote for them, not for the Republicans, not for a party, because they're compromised. They're very clever, very educated. Then you got the others. Well, I don't know what to say about them, but the bitch is controlling the son of a bitch, and then there's going to be a divorce and a war. That's what I'm doing. Don't mean to be rude, but it was the best way I could say it. Legislation by emotion. You get the other person to do what you want. Are we done with Heather? Okay. So let me just continue some. We have another half an hour if you'd like to give me a call. I have one. Nobody in America can argue with what I'm saying. I can tell you some stories. Would you like a story? Well, let me give you a story. I'm not so good with stories, but take me back to when I was, 58 years. 3 years as a hypnotherapist in business, okay? Helping people, but during those 3 years, I understood how to, if I may use the word, cure people in a very special way. I began to see that they're already hypnotized, that's why they smoke. They're controlled by the cigarettes and the cigarette makers and everything else. You can think like that. And they rise to the occasion of your needs. So even the nicest of you are addicted. And that weakens you. Drink, drugs, alcohol, everything, it weakens you. Sex with the wrong kind, with not your wife, and in a wrong way with her, all this is weakening. You all have the weaknesses of the wicked side, but not so bad. But you still have a sense of worth. That's not good enough for this terrible thing to happen. You've got to be pure. And you can be pure in seconds. I have something to share with you. I have a meditation which I used last night. I spoke to a person and put them through it in the first hour. I think it was at a time. And that person got better. And the day before that, a young man called up and says, what about this meditation? Is it dangerous? And we had a nice talk. And I put him through a simple technique of closing your eyes and looking at your eyelids to make you beware of yourself in certain ways. And he got it. Very simple. No special words, no religious phenomenon, no jargon like that. Because if I can bring you to your intuition, you're given to see as a gift. You don't need a brain. You only need the brain for it to function through that brain. It has to have a different energy to counter the energy of emotion that animals live off, and human beings who are becoming animals also live from. Excitement degrading you. Perverse excitement, pleasure. Escape from conscience. Stay ahead of your conscience. You got to do more and more and more and more. You get high. Every high is a new low. You can't stand it. You got to do more. You got to kill. It's that way. See, it's there all around you. In many ways, even you, ladies and gentlemen, listening to me now, drink, smoke, eat too much. It's all dangerous. Because all these addictions demoralize you. I can't imagine a fat person fighting for America. Do you see that? I can't see you standing up for much. Except to make a lot of noise and be brave and then be cut down. Because you don't have the opposing energy. It's a war of energies. And it cannot be the energy of the enemy. It has to be a counter-enemy, energy of the enemy. That's why people won't call me. Because they hear...
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And here I am again. My name is Roy Masters. And I just want to finish with some thoughts. We've only got about half an hour left. And if you want to call, 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. Now, may I suggest you tell your friend, you're going to find out who your friends are. You've got to get rid of them. So you have to show yourself who you are. Don't be afraid to hurt their feelings. And one of the best things you could do, in my opinion, is to show them a video on my Facebook, Matt Drudge, on Facebook. It's me speaking to the questions, responding to the questions of Matt Drudge. I don't know how it got there. I don't know how who put it there, but it's a gem. I don't remember saying it. I see myself saying it, but I can't remember. I've not used those languages. All these years, I've used other languages to say the same thing, but this one is right to the point, and so much to the point that 1,200,000 people have locked on my Facebook in the last 10 or 12 days. It's going to grow. I need 20, 30,000 people to give them a secret, to share the secret, because I could share you with the secret, but they couldn't understand it. I could say the same thing to most of you who have a good heart and you want to find the truth that sets you free in your mind and in your body, see, in your country and the country you love. The others are programmed to destroy. They want freedom to kill, murder, to do everything. It's called pleasure. Pleasure themselves in any way you can, no matter who it hurts and who it kills, and who have to suffer. And they don't know there's anything wrong with them. They just think that evil is good. And guess who the evil is? Obama. He rises to the occasion of those forebears who prepared them for him. And he came like a Jesus to America. An upside down Jesus, of course. See. And so Matt Drudge, a very interesting gentleman, he actually put me on Fox. And the picture, the video, if you go to Facebook, I want you to see it. It's the first thing you see. Just see it and see it and see it. Put it on again, David, one more time. It's got to be heard. I want to, if you can, please give me an opinion. Tell me what you see.
He represents the worst in everybody, and there's so many people who are the worst that they need a champion.
Now, I was out listening to you the day the shooting broke, the story, the tragic story out there, and you immediately said they're going to go after the guns.
Yes.
That was your first impulse, and it became completely realized.
Oh, I just wish I had the time to lay the foundation for all that, but we have emotion, legislation by emotion. And the Liberal government, particularly, is using the techniques of emotionalization to rob Americans of their reasoning. In the old days of Hitler, the Nazis used to say that Hitler could only be understood by emotion. If you're emotionalized, you saw him clearly as the Führer. But anyone who was reasonable and logical was seen as the enemy. You see the same kind of thing of happening in America. We are becoming an emotionally divided country. There are those of us who are still retain our sanity and our innocence and our Americanism. There are those who have been compromised and owe their allegiance to some other force.
Owe their allegiance to some other force. You get it? That's what's working in the liberals. It's also working in the conservatives. That's why I don't like them. So what's in the middle? That's what you have to discover. What's in the middle? I'm in the middle. I don't subscribe to either one. I know what right and wrong is. I don't need to learn from anybody. I have my intuition. I can help other people who lack it and bring them back to that. My job is to bring you back to intuition. And then you'll see things the way God wants you to see them. And you have a father. Wouldn't you like to have a father forever? Not just the one you had, which performed rather badly, or not perfectly. There's very rarely a man who's really a man. They exist. I'm not saying not that they don't exist. They do exist. Good people do exist. I'm not my subject matter is not to good people, but people who want to be good, who see there's something wrong, but they don't know what it is. And they go into psychiatrists and psychologists because that's the wrong place. Then most of them, if they got any sense, have given it up. They just got the degrees, then you can find one, and you've got a good psychiatrist. And as long as he knows how to help you. But what he does, without realizing it, if he gets the degree, he doesn't realize he's been programmed by a number of people who came from just one infiltrating into one university and teaching a class in psychology, but putting into it socialism. That's why you see the 70-80% of those colleges are run by socialist professors. All knowledge, and no common sense. And where there's knowledge, the knowledge of good, see, again, I refer to scripture, the knowledge of good is just as dangerous as the knowledge of evil. Because the knowledge is simply learn, and not, no. You don't know what you're learning, you just get your degree. And then you speak what you're spoken to, how you've been spoken to. And the more educated you are, the more stupid you become. And the more guilty you are for leading people astray and pretending to think you know how to help people when you really don't. Ever go to a psychiatrist? You could be 10 years and still never get better, not one iota. You think they can cure... Look at cancer. I can show you how to cure cancer. It's all emotional. Everything wrong is emotional. Now, I'm asking you, do you think, I want your opinion, can somebody call me and tell me that emotion is human? It's humanizing. No, it's not. 100% not. So what do you got to place of it? A different kind of energy for a different human being, other than what you see walking around in misery. It's a war of energies. And so you can listen to me and you can hear my energy is not me. But my energy overcomes the energy of other people's energy that made you what you are. So if your father was angry and you had a bad father, and you hated him, and you know what I'm trying to say. And then you have this memory in you of being angry with your father or trying to be good to say when you grow up, I'm not going to be like my dad. I'm going to be the nicest person in the world, and then you become a weenie because you're too nice. You've got to find niceness and goodness, but you won't find it that way by just being nice to people. It's not going to do it. And feel good about making them happy. All you've done is made them dependent on you, if anything. It's just a passing noise. And it goes away. I'm talking about energy that is magical. It's permanent. The energy of the animal is death. It's life and death, evolution and devolution. We've got devolution. We can't. We are not going to evolve. We're going to devolve. We are devolving, and we have to be rescued from devolving. So we become, within us, what will grow within us is not the image of ugliness, of your parents, and your parents' parents, and your great 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 all the way back to Paradise Lost. Where Eve overcame Adam, and man born of woman, now man born of woman goes to the woman looking for approval, for a sense of worth, and what all she wants is, please don't eat the fruit. See, please correct me. But you don't have the you're born of woman. How else would you be born? Of course, that's just a saying. But what women are missing, is the fact that you have God in you, and because you do, you have authority. Now, any other authority like that Reagan had that quality of goodness, and it was a magic. You could see it. He overcame without trying to overcome. And he overcame the overcomer. And he was paralyzed and went along with it. and he created, he helped us to win this, that war. It's not, wasn't a war, but really, but it was, it's, they gave it a name, and I forgot it. It's just a long time ago. But you see, it's a different energy. The energy is the driving force of the originator, and it has to act through you. So when you think you are you, and you think you're doing what you want, whatever you, decision you make, whatever you chose, it, you, it's... You, you see, if you would be wise, you know that what Jesus says, and I can't help but mention it because he says it first. I get it. He says, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek. Look for the answer when you're young. See, never mind what the teacher says and what the rabbi says and the preacher. Never mind. Just listen to what he has to say and see if anything, whoop, wakes up. See if anything on my program, whoop, and I see that. It's not the same as looking at it. It's a whole new world. Every intuition, every moment is magic. And you're developing a whole new person within the person made of a different substance of dogs and broken people. So you're devolving. Your emotions are like the animal. And they're turning you into animals. And they could be turned into any kind of animal depending on who's in control. It could be ISIS or Shisis. I don't care what it is. You could be a Nazi. You could be a Ku Klux Klan. You could be made to be anything. And once it's done, it's impossible to break. It's impossible for the knowledge we have today to break that person and make him see what he's doing wrong. But he continues to roll over you. But if you have what I'm trying to share with you, if you can be complete with a different energy from the world who created the world, is giving something of himself to you who is in the world but not of it. And so you already have it when you were born. It's just hidden somewhere inside all those emotions that overrun it. And you begin to learn to doubt yourself because the dark side begins to grow up inside you and talk to you. And you think it's you. And it's only acting through you as if it was you. And I spoke to a certain person about that today, the subject matter. So I want you to please, you know, I suppose when I've done this today, there's no need for you to go to the Facebook. There's all nice things there. I'm not to push you there because you already heard enough. The most important thing is to get a copy of that, or to have it able to, you keep looking at it. And because as you look at it and look at yourself, as you begin to wake up from that little story, 1 minute and 30 seconds, yes, with Matt Drudge. You know Matt Drudge. And so if you go to Facebook, you can send it to other people. You need to spread it around and get people to spread it around. Because once you start to see that emotions will not cure you, emotions won't cure emotion-based sicknesses and diseases and mental problems, it will not do that because you're not meant to run on it. The energy has to come from within you and above. There's another side of matter. There's two sides of matter. You might say, outside the universe, you might say, but it's not quite that. And it would be, if it's outside the universe, it's expanding, there's the void it's expanding into, well, everywhere around. But that's not quite it. There's something more to it. There's another realm. And that has given you, so you are born with an awareness. The dog is not aware. The donkey and the horse and the elephant they can all be trained to do what they're told. And what about a human being is more intelligent? He can do more, be made to do more things and terrible things. There's no good and evil in a crocodile. You eat chicken, so you why blame the crocodile? See, everything eats everybody else. Everybody eats everything. Everything else. Every animal eats another animal. And the plants. How do you explain them? Well, they use you to carry the seeds and dump them somewhere, if you know what I mean, somewhere else. They seem to know what they're doing, but they're not aware. Not like we are. Go ahead.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, let me finish the program, and it's because it's going to be played over the weekend and many places over again. I want to read you something I wrote about 30 years ago. And I was reading some of it earlier, but let me come back to where I was. I did mostly ad-lib everything, but sometimes I like to read. Rarely. I said, we're talking about moral law. Protects the sovereign people against the unleashed fury of the demoralized emotional masses and their demagogic leaders that support them in their wickedness. The laws of the heart engraved on the stone keeps the lawless at bay, restrained, frustrated as hell ought to be. License is their freedom cry. License, legal license to rape, murder, plunder, sodomize your innocent children, rape your devoted wife. The lawless feel imprisoned, restrained by the law. They are naturally rebellious, inclined to undermine, overcome the system, which is happening in America. Now you see all the horror happening. Try to imagine what happened to this country if the moral laws were overturned, which they have been by you know who. Anyway, and actually you don't need a whole lot of imagination. Just look around, it's already happening. This was 30, 40 years ago. I'm reading. Private morality, or lack of it, translates into votes. That is why the usurpers' burning desire to steal our freedom and make us their slaves by appealing to our collective base nature. The goal of the usurper is to stand unholy in the place of the Holy Spirit, and its earthy government. The usurper understands that the first loyalty of a person has to do right under their nose and in their heart. This loyalty is called the love of God, from which the moral high ground he commands and respects his wife and children. Therefore, our second loyalty is to our family to ensure they find the same values within them as a legacy. From these two loyalties springs the third loyalty, the collective loyalty to the laws of the heart represented by those in the books, which are the Ten Commandments, value of our founding fathers. The laws in the books that represent the laws of the heart are the guardians of the nature as a whole, guardian of the nation as the whole, not just a few of us, all of us. Adultery, abortion, homosexuality, no-fault divorce, free love, that is to say promiscuity, all the controversies that have been settled for centuries that guarded the evolving greatness of America has been revisited, debated, demonized in the public consciousness through the deceitful liberal media. So successful has this assault on our values that many Americans have deserted that first estate and fallen into a quagmire of corruption and self-indulgence from which many will never escape. What is known as liberals in the modern-day America are the sophists of ancient Greece, seducers, enslavers, of all the nations since man existed on this earth. All of those people now living in the shadow of despotism that we call the third world nations live out their lives hopelessly demoralized under dictatorship, poverty, disease, murder, torture, violence, rape, never able to rise to the freedom that we take for granted in America. People of this great free nation, the light of every race and color and creed, came to these shores to escape the usurpation of their homeland. And together they were able to fashion liberties and blessings and share what we presently inherit. Alas, a dark pall hangs over these freedoms. And the very same darkness that foreshadowed the abject slavery under which most of the world population exists. Freedom once lost is almost impossible to gain. Where do those escaping a tyranny go if Americans fall? Is there another place where we can be in the world all over again? We must preserve the liberty we have with all our courage and strength. Such strength can only come through the majority returning to the original sovereignty, first in the heart, and then back to the books. The enemy has infiltrated the media, universities, and performing arts, and turned by glorifying perversity and vilifying virtue. All seducers know that they cannot conquer a sovereign people. They must have command of our values. The freedom bell of liberty once rang in these shores, ladies and gentlemen, but now the liberty bell has changed its tune. License rings out in the place of liberty. All too many Americans have escaped accepted license to mean freedom. They have unwittingly fallen into slavery and would be rather dead than admit they are wrong. Worse, the compromised sees true values as dopes and despotic. The adversary now has command of much of the nation's values. And that was 30, 20, 30, 40 years ago. I'm just reading something to you. Just as moral people will defend the values to the death of their country and those they love, so will those who took license one day defend their liberties to your death. As a house divided, the culture war will eventually become a civil war. Those who have been compromised now offend those who have not deserted God, family, and country. By the illegal immigration and welfare, downbreeding, the corrupted are beginning to outnumber the sovereign citizens. The liberal media are a dangerous foe. They are encouraging that. Okay. Well, I'm afraid I haven't got time to finish all this. So would you please enjoy your weekend and the holiday? God bless. Okay. And so please would you support the program. Post Office Box 1000. Send a check, please. I want to be able to hear. Just be here when the time comes for me to speak words that you haven't heard before. Please. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, I did the program mostly by myself. We had one lady from England calling, but not giving a great example. I've tried every way, and there's more, to make a point that emotions can make you see evil as good. Simple. And you can. And as you go to the Facebook and see it over and over again, you'll see that it's possible and that the bad guys have always known it and you've always been enslaved by it. Okay. My name is Roy Masters. Is this the end of the program? I do have more money. Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for supporting my program. Check me out at fhu.com.